Luis, let's talk about that last performance in the Woodbine Oaks. She was very impressive that day. Your thoughts on that race?
Yeah, well, I was very impressed with the way she ran. And I know I've raced it before, the Oaks and the Tapira on the surface, and she did great. So I was a little confident to go to the race, but I was very impressed after that win in the Oaks.
Yeah, take me through that race a little bit. What was it like being a boarder? It was your first time riding her, right? What was that like?
Yeah, it was my first time riding in the afternoon, but like I told you, I raced her in the morning, so I know her a little. But in the race, she broke really well. She was nice inside, good, nice and quiet inside the gate, and she broke good. I was just trying to stay close to the pace, don't let her do too much. Just give her a chance to run her race.
What makes her so good?
What makes her? I don't know. She makes everything easy. Like she's been doing it before, like long time ago, and I don't know. And she's been only three starters, so I don't know. She's very easy to ride, so she's very professional.
All right, so now she has to face the boys, and she has to do it at a mile and a quarter, and she has to do it in Canada's most prestigious horse race. How do you go about beating the boys on Sunday?
Well, no, she can be. She can do it. I'm very confident she can. She can beat the boys, but distance is no problem, I think. And if she runs back the same way she did last time, she'll be right there.
How do you know that the distance isn't a problem? What does she like feel like underneath you, or what does she show you that makes you think that she can get the mile and a quarter?
Well, like I told you, if you're taking that race, the last race in the Oaks, after at the wire, I still have more horse to go, and she even galloped out like no problem. Like she wasn't really tired. But.
You talk about working her in the mornings, and this most recent work, everybody said it was pretty darn good. So walk me through that work. What was it like that day?
Well, that day it was they just told me to do nice and easy work, like just maintenance work. They want me to go 102, and gallop out a little, just 15 or something like that. And she did it pretty easy, and I let her gallop out a little, and I let her gallop out all the way to the trees, and she has no problems. She wants to run all day.
Yeah, we hear a lot of horses described as like push-button horses. You just ask them the question and they explode. Is she like that, or do you have to work with her a little bit?
I don't think she's a push-button, but I have to work a little bit too. Last time I did a little bit of work, she wasn't like, she won't explode, but I have to work a little.
On that.
You have your fan club here with you too.
Yeah, it's
I guess that's what happens when you win the Queen's Plate. So you won it with Inglorious a few years back. You think about that day and how special that was for you. What comes to mind when you think about that day?
Oh, it was very special. Even it was my first Queen's Plate mount, and I was on Inglorious. It was the filly too. I won the Oaks with Inglorious too. So it's been really special. And today, this Queen's Plate, I think we can make another story.
Yeah, are there any similarities that you feel with Inglorious and then Holy Helena? Is there anything there that you could say, yeah, you know, she kind of does this a little bit like Inglorious did, and maybe that's why we can win?
I don't know. They're kind of different because Inglorious back then, it was a kind of push button. It was that feeling that when you ask and she gives you everything right away, and they're different, but I know I'm very confident this really can do it.
You're not from Canada originally, but you're sitting here with your Blue Jays shirt on. I think you've adopted pretty well. You're a big Blue Jays fan?
Yeah, I try to go with my kids to the games, and we really, really, really enjoy to go to the games. And my young son is playing baseball, so we're kind of following everything.
Who's his favorite player?
It's Pilar. Kevin Pilar.
All right, well, let's hope that you can hit a home run here on Sunday, my friend. Good luck in the Queen's Plate.
All right, thank you so much.